Drilling oil in the Great Australian Bight is back on the agenda again today, with the release of a report that says BP's plans for the area could create the world's next carbon bomb. The Climate Analytics report coincides with BP's annual general meeting in London. The report is one of many commissioned by the Wilderness Society and says drilling in the area could produce the equivalent of nearly eight times Australia's 2003 carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuels. Peter Owen is the South Australian Director of the Wilderness Society, and he spoke to The Wire's Bonnie Parker.
The Great Australian Bight is probably some of the roughest, some of the most remote waters in the world. It's also a very, very significant marine wilderness area. It's home to one of the most important whale nurseries that we know of. It's a totally inappropriate place to be trying to turn into an oil field, and it's very high risk place to be carrying out this type of activity when you think about what happened in the Gulf of Mexico, which was a very protected mill pond in the middle of some of the most established oil fields in the world with all the infrastructure you can imagine to shut that previous disaster down. None of that exists in the Bight, and the weather conditions are severe, but also the environmental significance of the area is up to completely inappropriate place to be pushing to carry out deep sea high risk exploration drilling for oil.
So what would be the environmental impact if a similar spill were to happen in Australia?
We've commissioned independent oil spill modelling, which shows there could be an impact right across southern Australia. As I said, Great Australian Bight's a very significant marine wilderness area. The impact would be severe on marine life, but also the impact would be very serious across our fishing industry, our tourism industry. In the Gulf of Mexico disaster that BP were responsible for, 12,000 people lost their jobs. The tourism and fishing industries in South Australia contribute well over $1 billion to the South Australian economy, and they employ well over 10,000 people. Now, you know, we'd be putting all of this at risk.
So today, a report was released that was commissioned by the Wilderness Society. It says that BP's plan would be the world's next carbon bomb, and it would, in turn, annihilate Australia's carbon budget. What's your response to that?
It's highlighting the fact that we simply can't do this. We can't expand the fossil fuel industry at this point in time. The climate is changing rapidly. The planet's heating up. The fossil fuel industry needs to be ratcheted down rapidly. The last thing we can afford to be doing is expanding it. We were really emphasising the point this morning that this is the height of irresponsibility, given what we know. We need to be transitioning out of the fossil fuel industry, not trying to expand it.
So BP have their annual general meeting today in London. What do you think that will mean for your effort and their plans for the Bight?
The world can't go down this path. BP have recognised the significance of climate change and the magnitude of what we're now dealing with. Expanding the fossil fuel industry is not an option unless we want to fry the planet. There's a strong message being sent that you can't do this. We simply can't afford to do this, but not only on climate grounds, but also the risks are just too high in this part of the world, and what's at stake, an incredible marine wilderness area, it's just not on. It's not an appropriate place to be trying to turn into an oil field, one of the most significant whale nurseries in the world, and we can't be trying to expand the fossil fuel industry at this point in the planet's history, because that is the height of irresponsibility and showing a complete disregard for the future of life on Earth.
So there are protests in Melbourne today and in London. What are they hoping to achieve?
Well, just to highlight the fact that BP are pushing to expand the fossil fuel industry, and they're pushing to expand it into a very, very significant marine environment. This is a completely inappropriate place for an oil field, and pushing to expand the industry at this point in global history is completely irresponsible behaviour. We cannot cook the planet. Climate change is very serious. The world is heating up.
BP was able to resubmit their proposal. Are you hopeful that it will be rejected again?
Absolutely. I mean, what they're proposing here is completely inappropriate in terms of what it's essentially trying to do, and that is expand the fossil fuel industry at a point where we need to be transitioning out of it rapidly if we're going to avoid really quite dangerous climate change.
Peter Owen, South Australian Director of the Wilderness Society, speaking to The Wire's Bonnie Parker.